Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
I've been talking about this all morning, Wendy Nolan. Morning.
Hello, Darren.
I've been calling it Consumer Watch.
Yeah, well.
I thought it was awfully clever.
It is quite clever. Because I do get a lot of complaints about shoe purchases that go very wrong.
Yeah.
And they highlight a worrying lack of knowledge of how the Consumer Protection Act applies to shoes gone wrong on both sides. So it can be a little bit tricky, admittedly. The CPA, as you know, automatically gives all products sold a 6-month warranty. Okay, so whatever you've bought needs to be in good working order for 6 months if you don't abuse it, right? So if it breaks and it malfunctions in some way during those 6 months, you get to return the product for your choice of a refund, replacement, or repair.
Oh, I can see how I'm going to be muttering with shoes. Yeah.
No, exactly. So the store may send the shoes for technical assessment in order to confirm that it is a defect rather than you abusing the shoe.
Mm.
Right. But what I often hear from consumers is that the shoes they've bought are uncomfortable. Okay. Uncomfortable.
Mm.
And they insist they want a refund. So here's the thing. The shoes being uncomfortable doesn't mean that they are defective. It could be that you chose the wrong size or the wrong fit if you have a particularly wide foot and you buy a narrow, pointy, trendy toe thing. That doesn't make the shoes defective because they hurt you any more than a pair of too tight jeans are defective, although people do try that one. It just means they are not a good fit for you. So it's important to know the difference between not fit for purpose in terms of the act and not a good fit for you because you chose the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the former is covered by the CPA, that 6-month warranty, and the latter is not. It's just a sorry for you. I once investigated a case where the complainant was absolutely adamant that one shoe of a pair that she'd bought was uncomfortable because it was actually made wrong. There was something wrong with the sole. Mm. And she insisted. So I asked a podiatrist to do an assessment, and that she actually verified the woman's claim and said, yes, there is something wrong with that one shoe.
Huh.
She got her money back. But those cases are extremely rare.
That's
if anyone
rare,
has
yeah.
that, I'm very willing to get that assessment done for them, but they must be absolutely sure that is the shoe and not them. So the advice is, when you buy shoes, I think we all make the mistake of buying shoes too quickly.
Mm.
But make sure they fit you properly before you buy them. Spend a bit of time walking up and down in the store. Try on different sizes, because legally you aren't entitled to a refund if you later realize that they hurt you or the heel's too high or whatever. You have no right of return at all, in fact. And the best you can hope for is an offer to replace them or give you a credit note.
Mm.
And that's only if you have your receipt. A lot of people write to me weekly saying, it's not fair, this is, you know, it's against the act. No, no, they're actually doing you a favor if they want to give you a credit note.
Mm.
I had a case with Bianca Wellman recently. She bought a 350 Rand pair of pumps in November. She tried them on in the store, but when she got home, she realized they weren't that comfortable. She tried to return them. She wanted her money back, and she was told those shoes were on sale, so no refunds. She was given a credit voucher, but every time she's returned since November to the store, she's noticed two things: no new stock for her to choose from, and all existing stock is marked as 20% off. So in other words, everything in that store was seen to be discounted, i.e. on sale.
Mm.
So she asked Consumer Watch, at what point can you demand your money back? Could my store credit ever fall away legally? Okay, so hopefully by now we all got the message that if shoes aren't defective, you can't make any demands at all, let alone demand your money back.
Yeah.
Could the store credit fall away? Yes, since it was imposed as a favor rather than a legal requirement, that store could very well turn around to her and say, well, it's been 3 months, you haven't got anything else. Sorry for you.
Mm. What about the on-sale issue?
That is meaningless, and it's good to talk about that. If the shoes are defective, the sole comes away, the stitching unravels, whatever, within 6 months, those shoes are covered by the CPA 6-month warranty, and you get to choose your remedy, refund, replacement, repair, whether or not you bought them on a sale. The fact that you got them on a sale is completely and utterly irrelevant.
Okay,
if there's
no
a
difference.
Defect.
Okay.
No. If they aren't defective, you have no right of return whether you bought them on sale or not. So this whole thing about making rules around whether the shoes were on sale or not is rubbish.
Okay.
The other scenario I get is the flip side. A shoe is indeed defective in some way, but the store owner refuses to issue a refund. So I took up a case recently, well-known rugby personality, actually, which I'm not going to go into. It was about a pair of bridesmaid shoes. His daughter was getting married. And they were mismatched. One had some missing diamantes, and one of the heels was less shimmery than the other one. It's quite interesting discussing all this with his rugby personality. The store owner offered a credit note, but not a refund, and the bride's father said that he wanted his money back because they needed to buy shoes from somewhere else.
Yeah.
When I took up the case, the owner denied issuing, refusing to refund. It's always difficult for me. I can't say whether he's lying or not. Mm. But said that he was waiting for the shoes to be returned to the store. When that was done, he said he'd do the refund. And so I followed through. The shoes are returned and Rugby Man got the money back. So good all job. Good there. So in other words, yeah, push the issue if there's a defect. Summing up, try your shoes on properly because like any other product, if it's not defective, you have no right to any recourse. You're very unlikely to get a refund. You will be lucky to get a credit voucher or an exchange. Mm. If the shoes aren't right, as in they are defective, you discovered they mismatched or they start falling apart within 6 months, you can take them back for a refund, replacement or repair, regardless of whether you bought them on sale or not. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. If they do, tell me.
And Wendy, I've got to tell you, it is such a tricky area because so many of my smart shoes or my dress shoes or my, you know, on stage shoes, they're not made for comfort. And if I could take this back and say, look, this doesn't fit me. This is not comfortable. I don't like this at all.
So you can get another pair that don't feel comfortable.
Exactly. I'm not buying those shoes for functionality. So those shoes are literally just so I look.
You know they're not tackies and that you're not going to, That's exactly the point. So so know what you're buying, I think, is the main thing. And know the difference between defective and pinching my toe because that's not the manufacturer's
problem. Most important thing from this, I'm taking away from this, is actually don't rush buying shoes. That's the thing.
Exactly.
Take your time.
I've made that mistake many times.
And they're not cheap.
Definitely not. No. Especially not my shoes.
To another consumer watch. Thank you, Wendy Nola.